Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 7 of Between the Swings with your friends and hosts, Kyle Jones and Alex Beaverson. We are going to sit down and chat with you today about a wonderful Memorial weekend, providing some reflection and meditation, a sneak preview of the Women's U.S. Open, and some pretty major storylines.
Yep.
We will talk about what exactly is a Between the Swings moment, and what are we trying to embrace? And lastly, we will cap it off with our hot find of the week, episode 7 coming at you. This last weekend, we wrapped up and celebrated with the nation Memorial Weekend. And Memorial Weekend is not Veterans Day weekend. It's one that provides an opportunity to reflect and meditate on the sacrifice that was given by thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of men and women over the course of our nation's history. And I look at Memorial Day and the sacrifice made as the one thing that provides us the opportunity to do what we do, to run a golf course, right? We live in a country that provides companies and businesses the freedom to run the business that they choose to run on the land that they choose to run. Of course, there are regulations and protocols in place to keep the people and society in general safe. But there are so many countries that tell you exactly when, where, and how you're going to run your business. So to be in a country that allows us to do that is pretty special. On the flip side of that coin, there's something that's unique to North America in how we control our land, right? There's private land and there's public land. So this idea that public land belongs to the people is uniquely North American and belonging to the United States. So I'd encourage listeners to, look into your public lands and what you have access to that no other, nation or country provides their people access to. So golf and golf courses, I think, is one of those things that we take for granted when we think about this weekend.
Yeah, it's you had a really unique perspective given municipal golf courses in cities that say, hey, we're going to own this, but we recognize that this land is designated to something bigger than just like a building or an office space, right? That there's a municipal space that luckily we're allowed to own and operate in a city, saying, we're going to have some land designated to wildlife, to camaraderie, these types of things. It all comes back to the same general idea, right?
Exactly. Across the nation, there are municipalities who've decided the best use for this tract of land for the people, community, and wildlife in this area, it's going to be a golf course. So there are so many facilities like that across the nation. Ours happens to be, privately owned. So, for the state of Arizona to say, hey, you're allowed to run your business the way that you want, in this way, I think it's important that we recognize there are a lot of countries that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, and it all circles back to this Memorial Day weekend that, there's somebody sitting across the table that, family sitting across the table and their dad's not there, their mom's not there. Mm. And we're out here on the golf course and hanging out with buddies, doing business deals, booking a tee time. And those people who sacrificed their life to allow for me to play golf, right, aren't around. And it's these sobering realities that I think keep me like steady and keep me, not getting too caught up in the quote unquote game. And this weekend, hopefully everyone was able to take a moment to just go, thank you. Thank you that I live here, that I can play golf here, that I can lift my head and take a deep breath and say, play on this land that is given to me because so many people sacrifice their lives so that I can do this stuff.
Yeah. You said a word, sobering. That's just so true.
Yeah.
We did something as a company that's Arcus Golf.
Yeah.
They implemented something across all of our golf courses for the first time this year. I've seen the missing man table, right? The prisoner of war, missing in action reference.
Yeah.
The missing man table. I've seen it in action before, but I haven't been asked to put it in action myself. So to be asked to put it in action yourself and lead your team in setting up this table and explaining to them what every single piece means, it's sobering. Yeah. Right. It's powerfully sobering. And it just, you know, provided me an opportunity to reflect every single time I walked past that table. We did it on Sunday and Monday of Memorial weekend. And, that was a really cool touch that our company asked us to do, and a unique intention that was hard to see as a sobering reminder, but also necessary for us to just practice gratitude.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, I love that we start the podcast this way today. We usually talk about like management stuff because, you know, we luckily are in the throes of managing a golf course, and, you know, to hijack it today and really pay respects to the weekend we just walked away from. We had a fantastic golf tournament. We had an awesome, you know, event a couple of days before that. And it all was in lieu, or all because, at the end of the day, of what Memorial Day represents. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the pursuit of democracy, or the pursuit of freedom and celebration of that, and the people who never came back from the pursuit of that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, thank you to all the men and women who, you know, can hear me say this up in heaven. Amen. So thank you.
Amen. Yeah. And so this weekend was, you know, wild, in the landscape of professional golf too. For those of you who don't follow professional golf and you just like to listen in and check stuff out every now and again, there was a 30-year-old golfer who is no longer with us anymore. He was a top 50 in the world, 30 years old. He, fantastic golfer, played really well, a couple days or something before. And, you know, took his own life, this Saturday. Yeah. And, you know, it's tough to talk about in a professional setting, because this is real life stuff, you know. Like you can't put aside that people are people, and you know what you bring into the office, what you bring to the golf course, you know, professionally is one thing, but everyone has struggles and, you know, quote unquote demons. Everyone has a life outside of the 9 to 5. And he did too. He walked, this struggle very publicly with mental health. Like,
he did. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people knew what he was going through. But to use that word sobering, this weekend was another reminder of how sobering and how beautiful life is. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to see what's happened to Grayson, you know, to lose his battle with what he's been fighting against. You know, I'm thinking of Peter Malnati right now. Peter Malnati, I believe, played with him on Friday, his last round, and he withdrew in that round.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the conversations that were had. Who knows? Maybe it was a very veiled round of golf, but you know, Peter said, here we are, all of us obsessing or getting frustrated over the outcome of one shot. But in the end, there's a human side of things so much larger than the game of golf being played, right? So there's not much that can be said about this, but the one thing that I want to take the opportunity to say is, I want to champion how Harry Higgs responded on Saturday, right? On Sunday, after he won the tournament on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
You know, he came out and said, I want to challenge every one of you to say something nice to someone you know, and say something nice to someone you don't know, right? Because you are a difference maker in someone's life. So go out there and be a difference maker, because we need more of those, right? Here's someone who was open with a lot of the guys on tour with what he was dealing with. And it sounds like a lot of these guys were there for him. And still it's hard, right? Life is hard and it can be a challenge. So no, it was a moment for us to look up from the little white golf ball that we chase all the time and realize, man, you know, we go through things that are challenging. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we recognize that and we find the people in our support system that we need to get by. And if more of us are out there just trying to spread some love and say something nice, I sure hope that we can make the tiniest bit of difference to at least one person in the world, right?
Yeah, no, totally. I, you know, not to get too personal, but I had a buddy of mine. I spoke with him the night before he took his own life.
Yeah.
You know, and it does nothing but makes you feel, you know, a high sense of like guilt. One is what I wrestled with, but two, like, could I have done something different? And it, you know, not to live with those feelings, but, people are powerful. We have a way that we can impact people positively and negatively. And so our words go a long ways. And so where I don't sit in on the side of the fence today, like, oh, I could have changed the trajectory of his life. Those are heavy things to feel. But I did for some time. But I know that people impact people, and what happens on the golf course. That's why I stinking love this podcast and love challenging people to embrace the moments, because it can that 4 hours can really impact people in a very positive way.
Yeah, and I think because of that experience and other experiences you've had,
yeah,
is what's allowed you to come and have this explosive impact at this facility.
Yeah.
Because we can sit down and talk about creating an environment where people's lives can happen at its best,
yeah,
right? And that's so much about what this podcast is about, so much about, you know, leadership, life, and all the moments between the swings,
yeah,
right?
And just for people out there, know that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be like, I'm having a bad day, and I hope that, you know, we can, you know, reach out to us on, you know, Between the Swings and just say, hey, can I chat with somebody? You know, like, we want to be, at least right now, this space for people to feel like, hey, you can find a home here. But it's okay to find someone, talk to them about what you're going through. More people on this planet is beneficial. More Grayson Murrays to stick around for a little bit longer is the fight that it's worth fighting for. So
that's so true.
Yeah.
That's
so it's okay true. To not be okay. It's not every day needs to be perfect. Not every day needs to be under par, but it's okay to shoot over par sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We can sit here and talk about that forever, but
yeah,
there's going to be an episode 8, 9, 10, and maybe a 100 at some point.
That's
so
right.
We'll move on and keep chatting about some exciting things. This week is it's the Women's U.S. Open. So U.S. Open is one of my favorite tournaments of the year.
Good.
This week or this year, it's hosted at Lancaster Country Club in Pennsylvania.
There it is.
So I'm just most excited to see Nelly Korda, right? She's won 6 out of her last 7 events. It's the most impressive streak of golf that I can remember seeing and recognizing in my lifetime, right? Super young when Tiger was doing what he was doing in 2008 or 2000. I wasn't quite the golf professional that I am today, following it like I am.
Yeah.
So Nelly's run is just unbelievably impressive.
Insane.
Yeah. You know, and not only is she doing what she's doing on the golf course, but she's representing the LPGA at the Met Gala and just looking incredible doing it too. So, you know, Nelly she's a superstar and seems like the sweetest girl in the world. So
sweetest.
I can't wait to see her have even more success follow. So hopefully she can come out and win this week.
That's fun. And then we heard this week, Lexi.
Yeah.
She's retiring from golf.
Yeah, from a full professional schedule at the end of the year.
And she's 29.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's been doing this since 14 years old. So it's been 15 years of an absolute grind to try and be the best golfer in the world. So I can understand why someone at, you know, the brink of 30 is saying, I'm ready for the tiniest sense of normalcy. Bring it on. Let me start a family or do something. So I've got so much support for her and chasing after what she does. I hope she's still around the game of golf because she's provided an amazing, amazing impact. I mean, when I think of the young ladies that have made impact in the game of golf since I've been following, she's right up there with the Michelle Wees and Paula Kramers and right there in the world. So, Yeah, it's big news, but a big congratulations is owed to her. She has given so much to the game of golf, and I hope the game of golf can turn around and say, thank you, Lex. You did great.
She's making a big between the swings moment decision, between the golf rounds, between the pro tours type of thing.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. She's like, I need more moments between the swings, and maybe that just means elongating the times between the swings, which is great. I'm all for it.
It makes me think, so... a buddy of mine posted on Instagram and he like tagged between the swings and he was like, I'm in, you know, embracing the moments between the swings. And it made me think, let's talk about what is a between the swings moment. So like, let's try to put this into perspective for a second. We love golf. Kyle Jones, Alex Beaverson, the average golfer. We love golf. We love the ever like challenge to break par, to be scratched, to shoot under par, right? I'll be the first one to admit I played an amazing round the other day and I walked off the course and I had my head held high. That was great. Like we're not between the swings doesn't say, hey, don't play good golf. We're all in the pursuit of good golf, but there's something bigger out there that we want to challenge people on. And this is this embracing the moments type of thing.
Right. Right. We're trying to embrace the moments between the swings. So what exactly is a between the swings moment?
Yeah.
A between the swings moment is a moment that serves as a powerful reminder to cherish the presence, find gratitude in the everyday experiences that shape our lives.
Yeah.
You know, this phrase or saying encourages mindfulness and appreciation. It prompts us to be fully aware of our surroundings.
Yep.
Prompts us to be fully aware of the simple joys that quite often go unnoticed,
yeah.
Right? So it takes a little bit of intention to embrace these moments. And by embracing the moments, we cultivate a deeper sense of contentment and connection to the world around us. So what I'm finding is a between the swings moment doesn't have to happen on the golf course.
Yeah.
Right? You can be driving down the road and you see this beautiful hawk perched on a light post, and that's something out of the ordinary that changes your perspective or increases your mindfulness. And that's something that is just a moment of gratitude that would pass by in a fleeting moment that without awareness or maybe a little bit of practice, you're not recognizing those things. And so I certainly hope that by practicing this idea of embracing the moments between the swings, maybe we can embrace the moments while we're driving home,
yeah.
Or we embrace the moments while we're pushing the shop cart around the grocery store, or we're embracing the moments while we're at our kids', you know, soccer game or little league game when it's 100 degrees outside and you just want to get home and you know, make dinner for the rest of the family, or you've got to get to that pile of laundry, right? We're always moving and going and moving on in this perpetual motion we call life. So a between the swings moment is something that, you know, causes a smile or something that just asks us to stop what we're doing and have a little bit of recognition. What do you think about that?
Yeah. So you challenged me today in thinking like, okay, between the swings, it's golf, right? So I got 4 hours and now I'm going to embrace the moments between the swings, but it really is this perspective throughout your day. Struggling in the office, lift your head, take a walk outside and remember, you know, that we're on a giant ball spinning thousands of miles an hour and like life is happening, but I'm gonna take a moment to just catch myself, catch my breath, you know, and then enter back into the thing that I'm entering into, you know? And, I love it. You told me you're like someone in your family took a picture and somebody had walked in front, but they were going to send you a picture of somebody walking their dog on the course. It was this beautiful dog. And it was like, it's a between the swings moment to go.
Oh yeah.
You know,
it doesn't have to be wildlife. It doesn't have to be something exotic or crazy or having a cigar with your friend.
Yep.
It could be something as normal as someone walking their dog.
Yeah.
But if you're a dog fan and it just made you smile or it made your heart race a little bit quicker, this between the swings idea or embracing the moments,
yeah,
is the practice of letting that gratitude produce a little bit of joy or contentment let it happen for 2 seconds, Lauder.
Yeah.
Right? Because this life is hard.
Yeah.
This life is challenging. We face so many emotions. We face so many stresses. And as soon as you accomplish one thing, something else comes up.
Yeah.
And if it's not your problem, it's a problem someone else is putting on you.
Yeah.
So this practice that we talk about, please encourage your mind or encourage yourself to subconsciously allow these moments to stop you from what you're doing. And you'll find yourself on the drive home. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at that. There's something that caught my eye on the golf course.
Yeah.
We were playing Quintero, one of my favorite Arizona golf
courses.
Shout out
to Quintero. Oh, fantastic.
My goodness. The Q, great desert golf. But we were sitting on a par four up the hill. And this was totally planned. You could tell the entire left side of the cart path going up this hill was just this lilac, light purplish pink colored trees. Do you remember the tree, the hole that I'm talking about?
It was beautiful. I think it was on both sides, wasn't it?
It could have been. Yeah. It could have been on both sides. I'm just picturing this left-hand side right
all
next to the cart
path. All
lined
it all the way up the cart path.
And it was just like, man, some people think the desert is so ugly, but this shade of pink is, it's unrivaled right now.
Totally.
You know, and I stopped and stared at a shade of pink and just enjoyed that color for 3 to 5 seconds while we were on the tee box.
Yeah.
And what I enjoyed about that was that then inspired me later that day. Yes, it's hot enough to drive to the mailbox these days. So I was driving to the mailbox and saw a plant that flowered and like a neighbor's front yard. And it was a color that was close to the color that we saw on that tree at Quintero. Mm. So again, just that one little moment allowed me to have a second moment of another 3 to 5 seconds of just like, hey, this is a pretty beautiful place that we live,
yeah.
You know? And being able to go out there and play golf and practice this between the swings or embrace the moments mentality, if that can spread to when I'm driving to the mailbox just to inspire a little bit of gratitude, that's a win. That's
a win.
Really, really good. And I think what we're learning is that the practice of gratefulness is indeed a practice, and that ultimately, if we can identify that we're having a between the swings moment, we're gonna enjoy our life just a little bit more.
Totally. And you know, I think of so many moments on the course, specifically on the course, that have helped me lift my head from, you know, twilight golf sunsets to morning golf sunrises. And you know, golf is a beautiful game because of the metaphor that it serves us for life.
Mm.
And for us to embrace the moments, it's really becoming a tagline of what we're trying to create here. More people to embrace the moments.
That's so true, right? I mean, we've said it before on the podcast that you and I, we partner up with the mission of creating an environment where life can happen at its best, right? And identifying that this environment is creating between the swings moments for people that live pretty hectic lives. I think that's that recognition allows us to accomplish the goals that we're setting out to achieve.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And if you can have that mindfulness on the golf course specifically, it'll help you find the joy in the game beyond your score. I'll say this regarding that. A family member of mine was playing such bad golf. He picked up his, and this is a true story, picked up his entire golf bag, throws it, and says, I'm never playing golf again.
Because
he was so hyper-focused on that competitive and that side of golf, which is all fun and good. But if he would have taken a moment to go, man, that's a beautiful day. You know, maybe he'd be out for another round today, you know?
Yeah. There's so much expectation in executing that one shot.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking of the round of golf as an experience within itself and letting those swings happen, because you've already done a lifetime of preparation in your golf swing.
Exactly.
Right? You're a golfer. You've been playing forever. Let's focus on the expectation being the entire round of golf. And now you're puffing on a stogie or you're enjoying a drink, and then you have to set that moment aside that you're enjoying to go hit a golf ball for like 2 or 3 seconds. No matter what happens when you hit that golf ball, you have that drink or that little cigar waiting for you, exactly. right? So you have that little moment of bliss right after you hit that golf shot. And so hopefully that expectation of what happens to that golf ball goes down just a little bit more. Right. And yeah. so now we're letting life happen in chasing after the golf ball instead of obsessing over where the golf ball ends up.
Yeah.
Just hit and chase after it, right?
Yeah.
Well, but with between the swings moments and talking about all of the things that happen on the golf course, there's a lot of things that happen off the golf course that catch our eye too, right? And the things that catch our eye the most, we call our hot find of the week.
Maybe we need a little button that turns on. It's like, hot find of the week.
I love it. If you're listening, I'll give you some free golf or maybe some of my golf clubs that I haven't used. If you want to like make us a jingle,
make a jingle,
do a trade here.
So,
what do you got? Start it off. Okay.
Well, for me, I'm new to the golf operation side of the industry. I love it. Learning a lot, growing every day. And, because of the role that I'm in, I have an opportunity to quote unquote, get on staff with a golf, course, mm-hmm. A golf provider or people,
like a staff advisory program.
Yes. So thanks to my good buddy, Kyle Jones, as well as our friends at TaylorMade, I penned a staff agreement with TaylorMade and I'm going to wear this proudly, at least for the next couple months. I got a staff bag. It has Alex Beaverson on it. It's being shipped here, but I've seen the picture. Has my name on there. It says TaylorMade, a beautiful bag. People who aren't in the golf industry are going to immediately think I'm a professional golfer.
Yes, they will be so wrong, but that's okay because you're a professional and embracing
that's right. They're going to see my double on hole number one. And no. I'm going to shoot well that day when I rep that bag. But anyway, that's my hot find of the week. And when it comes in, I'll post a picture because I want you all to celebrate with me. I'm really excited for it. So that's my off find of the week. That bag could have been the worst designed golf bag in all of human history. And it's not, thankfully. It's a great looking golf bag. But I'm just saying that's how excited I am about it, that it could be the worst bag and I would still rep that bag no matter what.
It's like your first opportunity to be like, have your name on a logoed golf bag saying, I am repping TaylorMade because that's right. My fam.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm
that's
so mine. Excited that's for you. Good, yeah, good. Good. My hot find was going to be along those lines.
Yeah.
You're getting a staff bag, right? So a staff bag is a large bag that's seen carried by caddies on tour, plenty of space for someone's entire career in the game of golf.
Yep.
That's what you're getting. I was going to say the women's U.S. Open version of that bag for TaylorMade. It's special.
Yes.
Please, if you're listening, go look at this. The combination of red, white, and blue for the U.S. Open with roses
on there.
It's gorgeous. Woo. It's beautiful. But in the celebration of between the swings moments that can occur on the golf course and off the golf course,
that's right.
This message is for individuals 18 years of age or older. For smoking a cigar. I'm not saying you should go do this. I'm just saying this was my hot find of the week. In recap of our Sips and Stogies on Friday night, we partnered up with Culebra Cigar Bar from North Mesa. And the Diesel Whiskey Row cigar collection that he put me on, it was fantastic.
So good.
So Diesel Whiskey Row, it's a little bit hard to get your hands on, but if you're someone who enjoys cigars on the golf course or off the golf course, get yourself some of these cigars. So the ones that I tried, my favorite was the sherry cask aged. So the tobacco was aged in the sherry cask. That was my favorite one. They also had others that were bourbon barrel age and whiskey barrel age. Yep. So slightly different notes for all of those. But I would highly, highly recommend that Diesel Whiskey Row to anybody. It was fantastic.
It paired so well with the whiskeys. We did this like whiskey tasting, and then there's a cigar per every whiskey that you could purchase with. And you got the whole setup. Which one was your favorite?
The sherry cask was my favorite. Yeah. So I ended up sipping on a E.H. Taylor small batch, which was my favorite one of the night. And that the sherry cask paired incredibly well with that whiskey. So I sipped on that, had a wonderful evening with, the 32 or so people that enjoyed the Sips and Stogies with us. And I can't wait until we get to do that again with our friends, neighbors, and golfers.
That's right. So I like your hot find of the week. A little different of an angle than we usually go swag, merchandise, yeah. And this one, and it's really opening my mind.
This little purchase. I mean, I've smoked three of the five, and it's, you know, I wasn't swinging a golf club, but I definitely enjoyed a between the swings moment when I was puffing on those three. So no. Those were great. Those were great. Those were very good. I enjoyed those. And we'll see what next week's hot find of the week will find.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you listening in. Episode 7, we talked about some good stuff, some heavy stuff. We're learning to embrace the moments. I want to encourage you that if you are listening in, you have embrace the moments between the swings. You have a between the swings moment. Share it with us. Share it online. We want to continue to grow this little community we have going. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Amen. Amen. You know, embracing the moments is all about practicing gratitude. And here I am sitting grateful for you, our listener, anyone who is a part of this community. So thank you and share how we can make your day just 1% better. We're here for you. We love you. And thank you for listening.